Clipping the wings of a rival, Boeing wins round one against Canada's Bombardier.
If America is about free trade and free enterprise, then it really shouldn't be doing this.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. The U.S. Commerce Department has issued tariffs of nearly 220% on a passenger jet made by Canada's Bombardier. That means jobs are threatened in Northern Ireland, provoking backlash from politicians, including British Prime Minister Theresa May. She says she's bitterly disappointed. Boeing argued that Bombardier received unfair subsidies. The BBC's Simon Jack has more.
While it's true that Bombardier has received billions in subsidies, Boeing has received billions from the US military, NASA, and the state of Washington over many decades. Bombardier's claim that Boeing is trying to strangle a new competitor at birth has received widespread sympathy. The Economist, that bastion of free market principles, called Boeing's case against Bombardier a flight of hypocrisy. But cheered on by Donald Trump, Boeing is feeling confident. It issued a reminder to Theresa May that Boeing employs 16,500 people in its UK supply chain and last week started work on building a new facility in Sheffield. In a trade war with so many fronts, picking sides is not a straightforward exercise. In Belfast, I'm the BBC's Simon Jack for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Shares of French giant Alstom are up 7% after it confirmed plans to merge rail operations with Germany's Siemens, all in an effort to compete with China. The French CAC is up 11 points, or 0.22%. And Spain's IBEX is surging, up 114 points, or 1.12%. Now, South Africa's largest trade union, COSATU, is staging a national strike today, which threatens to shut down the country. They're deeply angry about corruption, which they say is responsible for the country's shockingly high unemployment rate of 38%. The BBC's Nomsa Maseko has more.
Slow economic growth is affecting many businesses. Dream Nails Beauty Salon has been operating in South Africa for more than 30 years, but some of its franchises are considering closing down.
Hi, my name is Fatima Sayed, owner of Dream Nails Campus Square. We suffered a big loss, and yes, the chances of having to close down was and is still possible.
The beauty salon is relatively empty. Only two out of six therapists are attending to customers. Karabo Motsuhi is a beauty therapist. Karabo says her boss recently told them of the possibility of salary cuts.
And we were very unhappy because we work because we've got commitments that we need to, you know, look up to. And we've got children, we've got families to feed. So you can't just salary cut just like that.
Job losses, high unemployment, and a government embroiled in constant allegations of corruption have fueled anger and resentment, with union members out in force protesting.
There is a bloodbath of job losses in our country, particularly in the steel industry.
COSATU has already organized one protest this year and now organizing another, the Federation's Begi Njali Njali.
In our country, employment does not mean an exit from the vice grip of poverty, since millions of workers are the working poor, while capitalist bosses heap up profits and continue to privately accumulate wealth.
The scandal-plagued Jacob Zuma has seen out protests against his government and his leadership. Previous crises have also hardened his resolve to stay on. Wednesday's planned nationwide strike will not change that.
Nomsa Maseko in South Africa. To watch a Hollywood movie in Pakistan, you had to get your hands on a pirated DVD. Most film distributors just don't operate there. Pirated DVDs were a multi-million dollar business, but as the BBC's Sukundar Karmani reports from Karachi, that story doesn't have a happy ending.
Dozens of pirated DVDs are being packaged up for sale. It might technically be illegal, but it's big business in Pakistan. Or at least, it used to be. DVD piracy is dying out. The Rainbow Center in Karachi once called itself the biggest DVD market in Asia. The shops inside were filled with pirated films. Now, though, most sell clothes or mobile phones instead. Salim Mehman is the president of the Rainbow Center Association.
People stream films on the internet. No one comes here to buy them anymore.
Until around 2005, there used to be whole factories in Karachi making tens of millions of pirated copies each year to sell and to export abroad. They were shut down by the government and production moved to smaller shops. In this one, in a dark corner of the Rainbow Centre, they copy films in dozens of DVD burning towers and print their sleeves. Mohammed Daoud is one of the few remaining DVD shop owners in the Rainbow Centre, but he says he'll be closing down in a few months.
Before, you used to get around $1 for a DVD. Now you don't even get half of that. I've spent my entire life in this business. Now I have to think what to do instead.
In Karachi, I'm the BBC's Sikandar Kamani for Marketplace.
Finally, Twitter is giving some users 280 characters, double its current limit, so those famous presidential tweets may get longer. Personally, it's the quality, not the quantity, that counts. You can tweet us at BBC Business. We'd love to hear from you. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.